All right, let's get cracking. For this walkthrough, because this is a more comfortable problem, I will be going over some of the concepts used to solve this problem, but less so some of the code that you might use to do it. Your tasks for this problem are to get the hashed password from the user and then try to crack that password. The hashed password will be passed in via a command line argument, so make sure to ensure that the user is using your program properly. If your program is executed without any command line arguments, or perhaps more than one command line argument, then your program should print an error of your choice and exit immediately, with main returning 1, thereby signifying an error. All right, now that you have the hash, let's try to crack this password. In order to reasonably solve this problem, we'll allow you to make several assumptions, the first of which is that all of these passwords are hashed with C's DES-based crypt function. Take a look at the man page for this function. You'll find that crypt takes in 2 arguments, key and salt. And you can find the salt because it's the first 2 characters of that hashed password. Key to solving this problem is remembering that hashing a word will always return the exact same hash. The crypt function is deterministic. So as long as you pass in the same key and salt, crypt will always return the same hash. So, I want you to try a word, hash that try, calling the crypt function, and if those hashes match, then you can assume that you've successfully cracked the password. More assumptions that you can make as you're guessing these passwords. 1, that they're no longer than 4 characters, and that they're composed entirely of alphabetical characters. So, how might you generate the plain text to be hashed? For the guesses, think of a way to carefully iterate over every combination of 1 to 4 characters, where all of the characters are alphabetic and case-sensitive. Consider an array, perhaps, of 5 bytes, and use 1 to 4 of those bytes for alphabetical characters with a trailing \0 to end the string. And also be sure to left-align the string in the buffer. Calling crypt on those and checking it against the user-provided hash will hopefully get you to crack these passwords. My name is Zamyla, and this was Crack.